the one, the only, the founder, the inventor of MyPillow, greatest pillow on the face of the earth. The pillows, the towels, the sheets, the dog beds. I'm telling you, folks, world-class entrepreneur, our good friend Mike Lindell is back with us on What's On Your Mind. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Hey, I got about 15 minutes here, and I'm going to be on the phone with the White House. So,
Good.
A lot of stuff going on.
All right. So I'm throwing you the keys here. You just go. What do we need to know?
Well, hold on one second here. There's a lot of good pathways here. I still 100% believe Donald Trump's going to be our president the next 4 years. I was just on the phone with Lynn Wood 2 minutes ago. I was with the president yesterday for just a couple minutes, though. He got called away. I am down in Florida, and I'm going to be talking to Sydney again today. Everything that's building up here. One of the biggest things is about 3 or 4 different pathways. Obviously, the Supreme Court is the big gorilla in the room. They can, when they come back on the 8th, there's like 9 cases before the Supreme Court right now with all the evidence. See, the thing is, there's more evidence than you've ever seen of any crime committed in history. I mean, it's a list probably a foot thick now. And from the Dominion, the crooked Dominion machines to the organic scene, there's 6 different ways that that all 7 states in question, including Minnesota, cheated. And you can take any one of them and segregate it out, like let's say the voter verification or the signature verification in Georgia. You just take that in and do it right, Donald Trump wins Georgia. In Pennsylvania, you take in, it's called these U-votes, they're called, and that's just a weird thing I found out today. These U votes, it's a different category. It came in 2004 and it sat dormant for 11 years. It was used a little bit in 16 or 12 years. And then it was used, 90,000 votes were used in this election. And there are people that don't exist. But that's just one. I'm just saying one category in each state, because most of them used at least 5 of the 6 ways to cheat. It's so blatant. But anyway, the stuff is coming up here on the 6th, which is Mike Pence's, and everybody, if you got social media, get on there, and you need to, Mike Pence needs to stand up for our country, and he needs to make a decision based on his faith and what he knows is true rather than any political agenda or personal agenda. And I'm just saying how important that is, because he missed one little date that he could have done something, and he didn't. And it's very scary that where everything's sitting now. People don't have courage to stand up. I mean, all these Republican legislators in 5 of the 6 states, they did nothing. They did nothing. This is the most, for me in my lifetime, I've seen weird stuff, but this is the craziest stuff, where it's like once you get one whistleblower, one guy that's going to go to prison, they're going to fall like dominoes. You know, that's what I believe, Scott. I just believe it's going to fall like dominoes.
Let me ask you this. Why do you think the evidence has not been heard? I know that a lot of people say, well, it's been the courts. I get emails all the time. Republicans on courts appointed by President Trump and other Republicans, they've seen the evidence and they reject it. I say, no, they haven't. The vast majority has been procedural. You don't have standing versus evidentiary. They're not looking at the evidence. Why? What's going on? Why are the legislatures and the courts?
They're not looking at the evidence. And there's so many theories there. You have like 5 categories. You have corrupt politicians. I believe Kemp's corrupt. I'll say it straight out. There's no other explanation for him and Doug Ducey in Arizona. These are governors. There's corrupt. There's people also that are being bribed. There's people that are blackmailed. There's the GOP is involved in this too. Don't kid yourself. The theory is, do they trade stuff like trading cards? There's so many theories, but these judges that don't open it up to look at the evidence, it's what are they afraid of? Here's what I say, Scott, and I want everybody, all listeners, to listen up on this. If you're on the left, wouldn't you want, let's see if it's true so we can laugh in your face if all this is just fake evidence. You know what I mean? I mean, if this is just made up, why would you not, you know, if you're in a poker game and you're accused of cheating, you're going to show your case and say, no, I wasn't. Rewind the tape, right? You're going to say, rewind
the tape. I agree. And by the way, if we don't, okay, I'm a Democrat. Say I'm a Democrat. Say I hate Trump. You ought to want this. You ought to want this investigation. Oh, you ought to want the evidence vetted. You know, vetted. Otherwise, you're going to hear about it for the next 4 years and beyond.
Yeah,
you know,
it's going to be It's going to be worse than that. Here's what I believe: the truth is going to come out, no matter what. The Supreme Court has these cases. They're going to have to look at them. Now, will they look at them before January 20th or 21st, whenever the inauguration is? I don't know, but when they do, it's going to be a 9, now listen real close on this, a 9-0 vote that, yes, there was election fraud, and they're going to send it back to the state because it's not going to be a 7-2 or a 5-4. It's as simple as there's so much there. Is this a green cup or a purple cup? Green being fraud, purple being no fraud. They're all going to have to say green. Now, when you do that, it comes back to they push it back to these states, these legislatures that were so, didn't have any backbone or courage, and go, wow, everybody in the country, everybody, including the Democrats, even the ones, you know, these people, that really, a lot of them really think they won. So, and now the truth will set you free. If everybody sees this, there's no civil war. You don't fight. Nobody will fight for something that, you know, that Donald Trump's the true president, that they can see in black and white, yeah, it was fraud. I don't like him, but they did cheat. Now, if you do it any other way, if you never show the truth, and everybody, now it's upwards of almost 65% of the American people believe there was fraud. The world, out in the world, it's even higher. So by the time that January 6th comes, as this, where, you know, all this evidence is shown and we're even doing commercials where we're going to show a lot of it on TV, And you can go on Twitter right now and look and see this stack of evidence. But when this is shown to the public, now you're going to have 100% of the people on the right are going to go, okay, and what if they steal the two Senates in Georgia?
Yeah, but the scenario you're laying out, though, Mike, is something that can't happen before January 20th. Your point is we know enough now to do this right before January 20th, but we have very few ways
Absolutely.
To do it. Very few ways
yep.
to do it, right? Because the courts have been a bust. The legislatures have been
right.
a bust. And now we got the congressional action on January 6th. And I think I hear you saying if Mike Pence doesn't stand up and do this as the presiding officer of that particular event on January 6th, they're not going to vote our way. The House will never vote our way.
We could lose that thing. But there's like I say, about four different pathways, and they're all very, each one will, could, you know, 100% here. Basically, it's let's look at this. Let's look at what happened here. There was a murder committed or attempted murder. There's no statute of limitations on this, by the way, Scott. So, you know, let's just say another scenario. Let's say they steal the two Senate seats. Okay. Let's say they steal them. And
in
now,
Georgia.
Do you really think that people on the right are going to stand for this? I compare it to that old country song. Remember that old country song by Kenny Rogers, Coward of the County? And, you know, these Republicans are the coward of the county. But then one day, Tommy stopped and locked the door. You know, I mean, they're not going to take this. And then once it is all uncovered, and if it would be past inauguration, then what do you do? What does the country do? You got somebody that didn't win in power. So
we have
a lot of anomalies here. We
have a few more minutes with Mike Lindell. I know a lot of listeners waiting to weigh in too. We'll do it after this. Don't go away. What's on Your Mind continues. More with Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, but more than that, a great product, a patriot that has just done incredible, given of his time, talent, and treasure to so much of this effort, and nobody's brought us more comfort. And correct me if I'm wrong, you're not doing this for political reasons. You're not doing this for business reasons. You're doing it for the kingdom. You're doing it for God.
Yeah, absolutely. This is what God, since November 4th, God, I've just, once, you know, you got to realize, everyone needs to read what a blessing this is this Christmas. And I'm going to tell you why. Our blessing came at 11:15 on election night, everybody. You know, they underestimated Donald Trump and the American people. The votes that came in, which are upwards of 80 million, by the way, but the 75 million that they actually let come through, they only expected around 70 million. So at 11:15, it broke those machine algorithms And if it wouldn't have broke them, if they would have estimated right, we would have all the balloting would have been counted by morning, and everyone would have thought, well, we made it close, but, you know, the polls said that it was going to be this, you know, really bad, but we made it close. Better luck next time. We would have never known that for decades they've been, you know, they've been boiling us like a frog in water for decades, killing it. And they just went for everything this time, but they got caught. They got caught, and it's going to come out. They got caught. That's the blessing of this. And we were just talking off air, you know, Scott and I, that even on January 6th, we have to get senators on board, you know, that the senators that are on board, a lot of the Congress is on board, but we have to have a couple people or one of these contested. Then they go in, they actually have to look at the evidence. And even if they get suppressed there, you know, the Supreme Court's going to look at that and go, wow, these guys seen a bunch of evidence. And, you know, it went back and forth, like, you know, whether it's 2 hours, 4 hours, or whether it takes 2 days. We're in an anomaly. There's, you know, everything can be different. They might even move January 6th. Who knows? There's so many
and
things
this is,
we're in right now.
Other than Ron Johnson's committee, there has been very little evidence vetted in the Congress. Mike Lindell and Senator Cramer know each other very well. Obviously, Mike's been to Bismarck or been to Kevin's church. They know each other. And Kevin has led the effort to get a private, you know, briefing for the members of the, at least a group of interested in the Senate to hear the evidence that hasn't been heard in the court, that has been heard in legislatures and they ignored, but actually bring the evidence. So that's another feather in Kevin's cap that he's led that effort. And again, wants the evidence. So I don't think there's any doubt that Kevin Cramer is in the Trump camp. I think his question is, what's the path to victory? Is it January 6th? Is it not?
Right.
On that point, the president has asked people to come to Washington, D.C. on January 6th. What is happening there for average, everyday Americans, North Dakotans, South Dakotans, Minnesotans listening now? Why should they be there? Why should they spend their hard-earned money to be there? Is there a purpose for that?
I think it's optics for two reasons. One is for all these senators in Congress that day that they, you know, that they figured there could be upwards of 8 million people. Could be the biggest gathering rally in history. And I really believe that. And if you got, you know, that's what they're, that's the outside estimates. But I mean, I've seen a couple million people there, but this is going to be incredible. That and the rest of the country and the world seeing this, that if this many people are showing that, yes, this was, our election, we're not going to let our election, our president be stole from us. I mean, this is criminal, and this isn't something where we can sit back as conservatives, as Christians, and just be complacent. Oh, you know what? It's, you know, better luck next time. Maybe they won't cheat next time. You know, whatever that is, but this is going to be a support of our president, our support of the Congress there, and then the Supreme Court watching. These guys are watching going, you know, the whole thing is what somebody needs to look at the evidence and then tell us that there's nothing there. I dare anybody to do that. I dare the Supreme Court, you know, so that's what the purpose of
that. So your recommendation, I know there's this Sea to Shining Sea tour now that's going, unfortunately, not close to our neck of the woods, but is literally going Sea to Shining Sea and going to end up in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. We'll lead this effort.
Right.
So it's you use the word optics. It is to send a powerful message to Congress and the media that this is a big deal. In all due respect, there have been predictions of various rallies along the way attracting millions to Washington, D.C. that hasn't happened. It's gotten to tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, but not millions. You believe this one's different?
Different. The other one that was there, I was there at two of them. There was over a million people there at both of them. So what you're hearing on the news, they don't show all that, all them people. It took me 2 hours to go on a golf cart going about 1 mile, just seas of people. So they can sit there and minimize it all they want, but I believe this one will be, because everybody knows, this is it, people. People do not realize if God doesn't have, which we know he does, he's got his hand in this, and we just pray for mercy and pray for more grace that he gave us on November 8th, 2016. This is it. If you're complacent and we'd all just sit back and go, oh, they took the 2 cent seat, it's over. It's socialism. You can't get this back. We are in a blessed time where we've got to stand up and I'm sorry, pull the gun out of that murderer's hand, whatever. They're not going to kill us, and because our life would be over. You open up, you know, you open up. People don't realize that it's, well, maybe next time we'll get them. No, they would pack the court. You let the borders open, all these illegals voting. it would be over. Socialism would be here. But Biden is a Trojan horse. We all know that. He would be, you know, that's why I heard you speaking up for Newsmax, Scott. Let me tell you, I went on Newsmax the other day, and everybody can look it up, and they were threatened by Dominion, so they wouldn't even let me talk about it. They suppressed me, and they're all talking about Hunter Biden. I go, you guys, everyone in the news, you need to talk about this election fraud. Who cares about Hunter Biden? It should be every minute of every day. Did you hear what they did in Pennsylvania? Everybody just look it up on the internet. Look it up on Twitter. You can find. Look it up on Sidney Powell's website or Rudy. You can see the evidence, a lot of it, for yourself, and tell your friends and family that this needs to be looked at. Call your congressman. Call your state legislatures. You know, they because this is it. I mean, this is 1 week away, the Georgia election, and the fifth and sixth back to back. I'm going to make a prediction, Scott. I will bet you that they do not call that Senate race for probably a month. I just think they're going to bury it. They're not going to call it, so we won't know. You know, we won't know who won that. You know what I mean? I just think that's what they're going to do. They're so crooked.
Listen, I am so grateful that you are fighting on behalf of so many of us who believe as strongly as we do. I've been reluctant to say go there January 6th. You've given me a different picture on the reason for that and what's at stake here and the rallying point. So I think folks need to consider that strongly. I'm going to go, certainly. Right. And if nothing else, folks can't go report on it and everything of what's happening there. But Mike, know that we are so appreciative, so grateful for you and what you're doing. I can't imagine the stress and everything else with it. So we'll keep praying for you and everybody else on the team to make this happen, and really appreciate you taking us.
Scott, and I want to say one more thing with that big rally in D.C. The whole world is watching this. So it's all the media. This is a way to get around the media, go that we really do care, and we're not going to let our election be stolen when our president be gone.
God bless you. Good luck chatting with the White House. Keep us posted. We'll talk again soon. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Scott. Thank you. God bless.
A good friend for all the right reasons, Mike Lindell.